Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, we will go from verse 39 to 42. Verse 39 to 42. Okay. John chapter 4, verse 39. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all the things that I have done. So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the women, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you for this morning. We thank you for your presence. Help us to hear your word this morning and to pray to you and to get into your presence. We invite your Holy Spirit to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You guys are probably familiar with this story. This is the story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus is traveling from Judea to Galilee, and he chooses to pass through Samaria instead of going around it because he wants to reveal himself to the Samaritans. So he meets the woman at the well, and he approaches her and asks her for a drink. She is surprised. She says, "You're a Jew. I'm a Samaritan woman. What are you doing?" But he goes on to prophesy over her and to reveal to her that he is the Messiah, right? That he can offer her living water. And so she becomes transformed. Just in that short encounter with Jesus, she is transformed and she believes in Jesus. So then she goes back to her own town and she testifies of what she has seen and what she has heard from Jesus. And then there's a few other things that happen, but we come to this passage here where it says, from that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. This woman at the well, she testifies, "He told me all the things that I have done." He prophesied, and he knew everything about me, and he prophesied over me. And so, when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 more days. And then many more believed because of his word, and they were saying to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." So I just have two reflections from this short little passage. So I just want to share it with you. Number one, very simply, there is power in our testimony, right? The woman experiences Jesus. And then she goes back home and she testifies. She just says, "This is what this man did and said to me. He knew everything about me and he prophesied." I'm sure she shared a little bit more, right, about how he offered her the living water and how he spoke with authority and all these things. So she testifies. I'm sure that you have heard many testimonies that stand out to you, that have encouraged you and strengthened your faith. I think that's what testimonies do. Usually, the testimonies that I hear, they are encouraging and they're strengthening to our faith. I just want to share one quick testimony. It's not mine, but I want to share it with you because it's such a powerful story. This is probably, I'm sure there are testimonies in your head that are like, "Man, this stands as one of my favorite testimonies." Now, hopefully you have those. I have one that I want to share with you. This is from Brooklyn Tabernacle, which is a church in New York, and they have an amazing choir. And that's what they're known for, but they're also known for, I mean, I think they're also a really, really great church with lots of great ministries. And one of their CDs, when you buy their audio CD, it comes with a few videos inside, and it's a testimony about this man named Danny Velasco. I don't know if you've heard of him. Danny Velasco, he's passed away now, but he used to be a famous, really successful makeup artist. So he used to work with, you know, Vogue magazine and all these other different magazines, and he was very successful. So he was in France working and doing a job there, and he made a name for himself, but he also got involved with drugs, right? So he was shooting up, he wasn't doing heroin, but he was like smoking marijuana and doing all these other things that were kind of leading him in this path that was very destructive. But he was successful in what he was doing. And I think he moves back to New York and he's doing work there, and he meets, so he's at a job doing makeup for people, and he meets a model, and she is a redhead, and she is beautiful, and so he's working with her, and she says to Danny, basically, hey, I can see that you're successful, and I know I've heard of your name, and you're very well-to-do, but you're in trouble. I can see that you're in trouble, and you need to call on the name of Jesus, and he will save you. And Danny basically laughs her off, you know, like, who do you think you are? You know, I'm never going to turn to Jesus. And then, but she doesn't give up, and she continues to say, no, you know, come to church with me, blah, blah. She, you know, just evangelizes to him. And at the end, she says to him, when you call on the name of the Lord, he will save you. And he says to her, I'll never call on the name of the Lord. I'm way too far gone. I'll never call on the name of the Lord. And so that's that. And then later on, he gets, you know, in more and more into drugs. So he's doing heroin and all these other things. And he goes to, I can't remember where, some beach town for a photo shoot, for a job. But he ends up getting overdosed on drugs. So he gets fired from the job. He comes back to New York. And his head is so messed up. And he doesn't want to do anything else. He says, I just wanted to do drugs, and that's it. So he takes out all his cards, you know, credit cards, anything that basically had his name on it. It's basically he wants to get rid of his old identity, and he wants to just go live out in the streets. So he takes out all the cards, cuts it all up, throws everything into a trash can, and he says he left the home, closed the door, and he never went back to that apartment. Right? He just began living in the streets, doing drugs, and just kind of, just really killing himself. So he's really, really broken. He's really messed up. And he says while he was living in the streets, he started hearing voices. He started hearing voices in his head. And one voice would constantly just yell at him, yell profanities, like just saying lots of different things. Like, you know, he's just profanity after profanity in his head. And then the other voice kept telling him that he was a failure, you know, that you messed up, you really screwed up, you're a failure, you suck, blah, blah, blah. And then the third voice just was this evil laughter. He just heard this laughter over and over again in his head. And so he knows he's really broken, but he doesn't know what to do. And one day he takes the train to go from a place to another place, and he's sitting on the train, and another homeless guy, another alcoholic, homeless guy looks at him and says, man, you're really in trouble. If you don't do anything right now, you're just going to die. You're going to die on the streets. And so this Danny comes to his senses, and he just says, man, I didn't want to die alone in the streets. So he gets himself checked into a hospital, and he's on the hospital bed, and he knows that he's kind of at the end of his life. And there's all these voices going in his head. And then he just remembered. He had this moment, and he remembered in his head. He heard the voice of that the model that told him, if the day you call in the name of the Lord, he's going to save you. So that's what he does. He says, in that moment of all the voices going on, he had that moment of clarity. He remembers that voice, and he just calls on the name of Jesus. He says, Jesus. And then he says, at that moment, all three voices stopped immediately. You know, and he was able to come out of that place from the hospital. He got healed, and he got rescued. And so the Lord Jesus just healed him, you know, and saved him. And now he at the time of the video, he was working at the church doing makeup for the performers and stuff like that. I love that testimony. I think it's so powerful that he just calls on the name of Jesus, and the power of Jesus is enough to bring him literally from death to life, right? And to give him hope and life again. So there is these testimonies, you know, that we hear, and that is very encouraging, and that is very strengthening to our faith. And there is power behind our own testimony. And so this morning, I guess a question I want to ask you is, what is your testimony? Right, if you think back, there is a video on YouTube, you can look it up, it's called Cardboard Testimony. And what it is they just have a piece of cardboard, and on one side they write down what their life was like before Christ. Right? And then on the other side, they flip it over, and then they'll say something else about how God encountered them and so what they are now. So it'll be someone that's like angry because my mother died at a young age. It's a teenager, and then he flips it around and says, but Jesus has, you know, healed me or given me joy or whatever. You know, another couple might come up and say, we were childless, you know, for many, many years. And then on the flip side, it says, but through the youth ministry here, I have 100 children. And then his wife will flip over another thing and says, and now we are going to have our own child. Something like that. You know, just testimony after testimony. Very, very moving. But I want you to think about that. What is your testimony? If you had a chance to write a cardboard testimony, what would you say your life was like and how it has changed now? And is there anyone you can share that with in your workplace? Is there anyone that God is highlighting in your life where you can share the testimony that just like the Samaritans that heard the testimony of the woman, that you can be an encouragement to them and they can come to faith through that? The second point, if you turn to verse 42, the Samaritans say to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world. It is no longer because of what you said, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know. Right? And that's, they tell her that now they themselves have met Jesus and gotten to know him. They have heard his teachings for themselves. So I think what this highlights is the importance of experience. Testimonies are wonderful, but when you hear a testimony, don't you feel a longing in your heart when you hear those stories? When you hear stories of Pastor Benjamin, Pastor Sam, and whoever else guest speaker that comes and shares an awesome testimony, don't you have a longing in your heart that says, I believe what they're saying and what they're sharing, but I also want to experience it for myself. Right? I also want to experience it for myself. Let me try and illustrate. There are two decisions that I've made in my life that I feel like has changed my life completely, significantly. And number one, it was the decision to get auto recharge on my Octopus card. Yeah? It has changed my life. It is the most convenient thing in the world. You never have to go and recharge your card again. So that's one thing. But the second decision was to buy a smartphone. I feel like that has really changed my life. And I remember buying a smartphone for the first time. It was an iPhone 3G or something, 3GS or something. And it was incredible. I just remember sharing with people, wow, this thing is amazing. Because it was like people weren't, and not everybody had a smartphone then. And I was like, this changed my life. And I was sharing with everyone. But you know how a few years ago, there was a big debate about, is it iPhone that's better or is it the Android that's better? And, you know, people used to argue about that. Obviously, I had an iPhone, but I had a friend, Pastor Hyunsu, who was really into the Android operating system. So he would tell me again and again and again and show me his phone that the Android is better. And so I believed him. But I didn't really know it until I got myself an Android as well. When my iPhone 3GS was lost, I bought another phone and I bought an Android. and I experienced it. So I can say, like the Samaritans, I can say, it's no longer because of you, Pastor Hyunsu, that I believe the Android is good. I have bought one myself and used it, and I know that it is very, very good. I don't care what smartphone you have, right? You can have an iOS or Android. I'm not here to promote one or the other. But my question to us this morning is, what are some stories that you have heard that have left you longing for more? Right? What are some testimonies that you've heard that have left you going, man, that is amazing, but the Holy Spirit drops something in you that says, man, this is for you to experience as well. Right? I think some testimonies we hear and we go, that's amazing, and then we just move on. Like, wow, praise God. But I think there are other stories that you hear, and I think the Lord speaks to you through that to say, this is something for you to experience as well. As in, you need to pursue this thing, right? There's a price to pay to experience God in a personal way. Even with the Samaritans, they could have just heard the words of the woman and said, wow, that's great. Jesus, fantastic. He must be the Messiah. But what they do in verse 40, they come to Jesus and they ask him to stay with them. Right? They make a decision to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, would you stay with us so that they can hear for themselves? So I think when you have those moments and you hear a testimony and God seems to speak to you and drop something in you that says, this is for me to experience as well, then you need to pay the price. Right? Whether it is, sometimes I think it's dedication and devotion. You know, you just need to pray. You need to fast and pray and really seek God's face because that's the price to pay to experience God in a personal way. And other times, I think it's a step of faith, right? There are some things you will never experience for yourself unless you take that step of faith and do something that is scary. But the reward will be great. And I think third, I guess, price to pay is sometimes it's just going through a trying period. Trials. When you go through trials, difficult times, that's where you really get to meet God. And I know many of us, all we want to do is avoid trials. You know, we just want to avoid difficult times. But sometimes it might be that God is leading you through that. And it might not even be God leading you through it. Life is leading you through that. But when you can go through it with a perspective on the Lord, then he will show you more of himself, you know? And you will get to experience him for yourself in a personal way. So I'm going to ask Pastor Andrew to come and lead us in a song. And let's just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what are some things, first of all, what is my testimony? And is there anyone that I can share that with, just like the Samaritan woman? Is there anyone that I can bless through my story? And then the second question is, just think of all the testimonies you've heard and, you know, ask the Holy Spirit if any of these is for you to experience as well. You know, that it's not just a nice story that somebody else experienced and you just know it secondhand. But I think God wants to reveal himself to you firsthand, but there might be some prices you need to pay, right? Whether it be prayer, step of faith, or going through trial. So let's just ask the Holy Spirit if there's anything that he is kind of encouraging us to pursue in terms of experiencing him for ourselves. Let's go before the Lord.
Sacrifice of a broken heart.
Yes, God, thank you. This is my prayer today, God, that that we would be able to experience you for ourselves, God. Just like the Samaritans that said, we have heard him for ourselves and now we know. And I pray, God, we've heard so many different stories from different speakers, God. That's very encouraging and strengthening for our faith. But I pray that we would go beyond that, Lord. That we would be able to experience you for ourselves. That we would know you at a different level, God. We would believe at a different level. So I just pray, help us, Lord, to experience you. Help us to, if it is to pray more, you know, to fast and pray and be dedicated in that. Help us to do that, Lord. If it is that we need to take a step of faith, Lord, help us to do that. And for some of us, that we're just going through a trial, God, but help us to just trust that you're leading us through and that we will come forth as gold, God, as after we go through this difficult time, and just to be able to trust you in that. Yeah, thank you, God. We love you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us. Let's pray together. Let's pray for our community. Pray for those that are going through cancer or waiting for radiation or chemotherapy. Let's just pray for God's power to be released in these situations. Let's pray for others that are in need of healing physically, but also healing spiritually, that they will come to know Jesus as their personal Savior. Let's pray for them. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for others that are going through various infirmities. Let's pray for healing for our friends on this list. Let's pray for others of us that are looking for a job. Let's pray for God's provision and God's direction and help. Let's pray that they will use their time well in this time of waiting. Let's pray. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our city. Let's pray for God's blessing over this city. Let's pray for the government. Let's pray for all the different political parties. Let's pray for reconciliation. Let's pray for righteous decision making. Pray for God's wisdom. Even though they may not be Christians, let's pray for the anointing of God to be over them so that they can make wise decisions for the city and for the people of Hong Kong. Let's pray for the churches that there will be revival here, that all the ministries will be aligned with what the Holy Spirit is saying and leading them to do. Let's pray for the different ministries that we partner with. Pray for God's anointing over them and direction, provision over them. So let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the staff. Continue to please pray for Pastor Sam that he would have a restful time in the States, that he would come back refreshed and rejuvenated. Pray for Pastor Kenny. He's also traveling in Canada. He'll be back soon, so pray that he would really enjoy his trip there. And let's just pray for the staff to be united in heart, to be united in vision, and to work hard and to really build the church. Pray for Holy Spirit insight and Holy Spirit guidance in all that we do. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the worship sound and audiovisual team. Let's pray for a heart of worship, a heart of excellence, and a heart of service to the church. So let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for our hospitality ministries, welcoming team, and barista. Pray for more volunteers. Pray for an anointing of God's Spirit upon everyone that serves, that with a smile, with a kind word, that the people that they speak to and give them coffee to, that they would experience God's love and God's welcome into this house. So let's pray for this ministry. Thank you, God. We lift up all these prayer requests to you. We thank you that you hear us. And thank you that you are our Father. Help us to just surrender everything to you, because you are our Heavenly Father, God. May today be a great day. May we remember your presence, God, throughout the day, throughout everything that we do today. Come, Holy Spirit. I bless everyone here. I bless their spirit to connect to Holy Spirit and to lead their body and soul. We love you, God. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys.